I live in Scottsdale, Arizona, the Valley of the Sun. I'm born and raised in Chicago. I've been here for 15 years. It was 15 years ago today, actually, that I got into a motorhome and drove from Chicago to Scottsdale, Arizona. So I'm here for 15 years. And it's just another beautiful day. It's going to be probably, it's been unseasonably warm here, 85, I think, yesterday, 84. It's going to simmer down and cool down and be in the high 70s. Well, that's the good news. The bad news is that everyone from the north is here. We call them snowbirds. You know, the people who are like in the right-hand lane, they're in the left-hand lane with the right-hand blinker on, you know, all these dudes who come from up north dominating the golf courses. You really can't get a good seat in a restaurant at happy hour. And one of the problems I'm having is that I'm not really feeling the Thanksgiving thing. A week from today, it's Thanksgiving. Today is November 16th. Welcome to the Daily Deposit. A week from today, it will be Thanksgiving Day football. It will be the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade with the giant balloons. The beginning of the holiday season here in North America, for real. And here we are. I want a couple things I want to talk to you about this morning. So it's hard for me to get into that holiday season when it's always 80 degrees, but I've been dealing with that for like 15 years. It's nice to be here in the Valley of the Sun. If you ever get a chance, every single day here is kind of like it's like a Chamber of Commerce day. I don't think it's rained in about 3 months. Every day the sky is blue, and it's just beautiful here. But hard to get into the holiday season, into the holiday mood here. But let's talk about some stuff. Again, my name is Joe. This is the Daily Deposit. We're here live every single weekday. We come to you at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We hang around for about 15, maybe 20 minutes. If you have any questions here related to the topics or maybe to Titem, okay, this is a Titem presentation. If you have any questions about the Titem business or you're interested in getting more information, you can always press 1 on the keypad of your telephone. I'll be answering any question that you may have. Also want to remind you that we have got we have the Call to Freedom tonight featuring Rob. Rob Hanley is a great host. He's going to be hosting the Call to Freedom. If you want to make money, this is where you make the money. Make sure that you're inviting guests, inviting people to come and hear the story tonight. You know, it's great if you show up. We always want support, need support on the call, want you to come out and do a testimonial when Rob invites you to do a testimonial. So that's very important. But most importantly, if you want to have financial results, there's only one way. You know, it's like the entry into the ballpark. You know, you ever see where people are always funneling down, or I'm thinking again about Chicago. They called it the Hillside Strangler, where three or four expressways all merge into one lane. You know, everybody merges into one lane, right? And if you want to make money, you got to get into that money-making lane here in Titem. And that lane is really the Call to Freedom. That's really where you need to be. If you're serious about making money, make sure that you're inviting guests to hear the story. Story's magnificent. Rob does a great job, great testimonials. And the goal is just to bring people to a decision, right? And that is a one way. That's the best way to bring them to a decision. Get out a pencil and a paper, okay? Right now, I want you to write this down. Just in case you don't know, I want you to go to 515-604-9022. I want you to pick up the telephone, dial 515-604-9022. And then when you're invited to put in a PIN code, I want you to put in 808-408. And hold off. Don't do it now. Wait until about 5 minutes till 9 Eastern Standard Time tonight. That's the call number. That's the phone number for the Call to Freedom. 515-604-9022. The PIN is 808-408. Here's a trick. This is something that Rob taught me, actually. When it's about 5 minutes to 9 tonight, just quickly shoot a text message to your top three or four. people in the pipeline and say, hey, dial this number quick. 515-604-9022. PIN number is 808-408. Having a lot of fun, making a ton of money, thinking of you. Just drop them off a quick text. Little trick. All right, I got a couple other things for you. I was thinking this morning about two things, two concepts that are going to be critical. They're always critical. They're critical for me. And I came across this via a conversation I had yesterday regarding closers. Okay, we're always looking for closers, right? That's one of the plans. I know that many of you guys have been waiting. Titan is introducing closers. Okay, people who will actually make the sale for you. They'll do the close for you. Now, yesterday in doing some research on this idea of closers, I came across an organization on the East Coast, okay, Manhattan, big shots, big New Yorkers, and they're professional closers. That's all that they do, is they close sales on the telephone. And they play in the big leagues, okay? This is like big time. Okay, they're not going to close a $2,000 sale. They're not interested in closing a $3,500 or a $6,500. They're not interested in that. There's not enough money in it for them. These guys actually work with like epic organizations, like Anthony Robbins. These guys are capable of closing sales $50,000 with a telephone call. This is a big time, right? And even here, if they were to work with us in Titan, they wouldn't even touch us unless every single sale was worth $22,000. And the reason is because they get half of it. They need half of it in order to close the sale. Now, I'm not sure that organization would ever be right for Titan because we don't want to give away half of the money, do we? Do you? No, we don't. But I'll tell you this, one of the things I learned from these guys, and I happen to know this, you know, and I was reminded of it yesterday. When you're talking about big-time closers, they have two things in common. And this is, and I want you to really consider this because if you can develop these two skills, you probably will be able to explode your business into the stratosphere. And I mean this, okay? For real. Most people who come to a program like Titan, like our program, early on, either they're seasoned telephone people and they're seasoned, you know, they understand some basic concepts of marketing and closing the sale, or they're very timid and frightened. You know, it's like really picking up the telephone. You've never even done it before. And now suddenly you're in this arena where there's money floating around. You know, I think of those things at the car shows, you know, everything where you go into a money boot, you go in there and they turn on the fan. And there's money blowing around in there. That's what it's like when you're brand new here with us in Titan. There's money blowing around. It's like, man, I got to get me some of that money. But sometimes it's hard to get the money. And if you'll develop these two skills, if you even want to call them skills, I don't think they're skills. I think they're qualities. You can explode your business because this squashes fear. It extinguishes the flame of fear. Two things, posture and detachment. Posture and detachment. Now, what does that really mean? Posture really is self-worth. It really is believing in yourself. Now, you know, I talk almost every single day about a specific book or something I've dove into or something I read on Inc. magazine or Success magazine. So you can develop posture by reading about posture, but you really have to develop posture by believing in yourself. That's a whole nother set of trainings. Okay. Because when you're out there on the telephone, if you've made the commitment to your Titan business, you're all in on Titan. You've got to believe it. You've got to love it. You've got to own it. You've got to be able to withstand the 90% of the people who are going to either think you're crazy. And of those 90%, most of them are your family and friends. You know, you got to be able to stand in your belief and in your knowing that you've made the right decision. You have to have that posture. It's not that you're a tough guy. It's just that you will not be knocked off your pins, right? You're like a bowling pin that won't get knocked over. No matter how many times it's hit, it will not knock over. And that's kind of like, that's it's an attribute. It's not a skill. Okay, it's more of a value system. Your own, you have to really believe in what you're doing. People are going to laugh at you. People are going to think you're crazy. And then at some point, people are going to envy you because you're getting to live large and you're getting to sleep in and you're getting to be there with your kids and you're able to turn on your money machine and the money will pour in. You have to develop that posture, that belief. And the other one is detachment. Okay? When you are fully invested in the process, okay? The process. We've got a simple three-step process. We capture, we invite, and we collect. And what I mean is we capture the names and the email addresses of bright people. Now, there are individuals, I've gotten a couple requests, want to know, who is this person that's running classified ads? It's a female. I'm not going to tell you her name. That's her little secret thing, right? Go write a classified ad and put it out there. But I'll tell you this right now, that's what she does to capture the imagination and capture the vision of people who are looking for something. I was talking just a couple days ago to a woman, and she was a road warrior, okay, meaning that she was in some tech, high-tech business, and she was out there in the world, you know, 4 days a week, away from home, on a plane, going and sitting with, you know, C-level executives, pitching the deal, going out to lunch. This was her life, right? Like waking up in a different hotel room in a different city, you know, every other day because she's out on this grind of selling products on the road, right? And she mentioned to me that she hated doing that. You know, at first it was okay. The money was good. It was six figures, but she had no life. And then she mentioned to me all of the people that she meets out there who are feeling the same thing. Now, some people like it. Some people dig it. Okay, I'm not knocking it. You know, I lived on the road. It was awesome. But she says, you know, it wasn't just me. She says, a lot of people I bumped into, you know, in the having dinner, having lunch, waiting in line. People are like, man, this sucks. The holidays are here. I'd rather be home with my family. I'd rather be back home. You know, but I got to be out here grinding it out to make money. Now, there's a lead. There's a database of hungry people. Okay, the woman I'm referring to, she runs her ads in USA Today because everyone on the road. I was in a hotel not long ago. And what was out there? When I opened up my hotel room door, first thing I saw, USA Today. I was in a hotel room a couple months ago back in Chicago in August. I go down to the lobby to get some coffee. What's there? Greeting me right there for everyone. Take one. It's free. USA Today. Place is crawling with people who are out on the road selling stuff, and they don't want to be there, and they're all picking up USA Today. Is that a good way to connect? Because all we do is collect. There's a good way to collect the names and the email addresses and the phone numbers of quality people who are open and willing for change. And you know what else? Those road warriors, those are not low-paying gigs. Usually if somebody's out there on the road, they're making six figures, a healthy six figures, or they wouldn't be going through that rigmarole. So they've got a taste. They have a taste for it. They've got a taste for a nice life, and they're willing to do work to get to the money. They're just burnt out from the travel. Do you think that that's a good database to mine? Well, all we do is we collect, okay? We capture that information. We capture the information of those individuals. We capture their names, their email addresses, their phone numbers. And then we invite them. And, you know, and it's a process. You don't invite somebody to one presentation call and expect them to say, yes, I'm in. Where do I send this $22,000? That rarely, if ever, happens. It will. You know, I only had to hear it one time. I only heard one presentation call, which made a difference for me. Hear that? Those are my golden boys. There's a UPS man coming here. Maybe he's bringing some money. Hopefully the UPS guy with money in an envelope. There's your doorbell. This is what it's like working from home, right? All right, but let me get back to my point. So, you know, so to make the real money, you know, you have to put people on the path. Now, you invite people to hear the story. It could be a webinar or a presentation call like tonight. It could be a radio show like we do here. It could be Wednesday night on Hangout with Mentors. You just invite people. Now, when I've heard the story, I was ready to go one call. That's all it took. In this day and age, people, they need to hear it. They need to hear the story more than once. Several times they have to plug in. And that's okay, but this is all that we do, is we invite people to hear the story and then we collect their decision. That's all that we do here. That's it. And when you lock in and you understand that it's going to take volume, okay, This is where detachment comes in. I talked about posture and detachment. If you attach yourself to every single person who you bring through the process, and you're putting all of your hope on that one person, that they're going to see what you see, they're going to sign up, forget about it. You'll be washed out of the business within a half a dozen contacts. It's a volume-driven program. One of the rules is you have to have volume. You have to be engaged in the process. And this is where detachment comes in. Detachment is, you know what? The belief. Here's posture and detachment. Here's what happens when you marry them. Detachment is like, whether this person who I invite to tonight's presentation call, whether they join my business or not, doesn't really matter to me. It matters to them because they're going to go back out on the road, or they're going to be working for a living, or they're going to be struggling for money, and they're not going to have some. So their decision will impact their life. But their decision doesn't impact my life because I'm working a system, and I know that I've got to run X amount of people. If you're working on a 3% process, which most of us are, that means only 3% of the people are going to say yes. That means 97% are going to not, they're not going to bite. They're not going to see it. They're not going to get it. And that's the rules. Those are the rules of the game. Now, you can increase your odds. You can. Many people do. But I'm just saying, you know, bare bones, 3% program. So when you can detach yourself from the outcome of every single conversation and focus on the big picture and remain with your posture, you may get 90 people in a row who tell you no, that cannot put a dent in your armor. Okay, because if it does, this is why people wash out of the business. And I'll tell you that I've been in this industry since 1995, man, 22 years. This is what I do for a living. I'm full time. This is my gig. Listen, I got to roll. I'm out of time. I want to thank everyone who took the time to get here today. Again, today is Thursday, November 16th, one week until Thanksgiving here in North America. Now, a quick reminder, I will be here at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Thanksgiving Day. One week from today, I'll be here. And the reason is because we are an international business. There are people around the world who plug in and listen to us and are plugged into the Titan business. So, like, let's say that you're Canadian. Next Thursday is just another Thursday in the month because Canadian Thanksgiving was last month. Did you know that? So we're here to serve the greater good, all the people of the world. So we'll be here next week on Thursday. And here's something cool. Maybe you come out and you share something on next Thursday. How about next Thursday we just talk about how grateful we are for stuff? And you're sitting around the breakfast table someplace over at grandma's house, and suddenly you're sitting on your cell phone and they're going, what are you doing? Why are you on the phone? And the next thing you know, you're going, hey, I just want to thank everybody. I'm having a great time, making a ton of money. That's a good way to start a conversation about what you're doing. We'll talk more about that as we get closer to Thanksgiving. Again, I want to thank you guys for being here. This call's a wrap, and let's go make a deposit, huh? Money, 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 money.